Welcome back to the Paracast, the gold standard of paranormal radio. And now, here's Gene Steinberg.
We return with Dr. John Alexander. I'm Gene Steinberg. The co-host is Chris O'Brien. You're in the Paracast. Chris, let's just pick up again briefly on that point you were about to make before our break. And then we have loads and loads, did I say loads of questions, yep, from our listeners that they want to ask. So let's go from there.
Well, my point is this. We both agree, I think, and I'm sure the scientists and others who were up at the ranch during its heyday in the late 90s to about 9/11, is when most of the activity appears to have happened, although we don't know for sure about what has happened since. Recently, there have been rumors, and I do have sources up in the area that have talked about a dog-headed humanoid creature that has been sighted on a number of occasions. Now, these are sightings that are in the area there of the ranch, but not directly on the ranch, to my knowledge. In fact, one of these stories comes from Fort Duchesne.
Well, Chris, and as you know, this is an area phenomena. It is not just bound by the ranch or the borders of the ranch per se.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Well, one of the things I was going to ask is, do you feel that there's an interconnectedness between these phenomenal events, number one? And number two, do you feel that the Native American interpretation should be listened to a little bit more than just going with the strict scientific paradigm? Do you think that there's any sort of cultural knowledge that may share some insight and give us a little added information with which to investigate these events?
Well, remember that the Native American population in the area has been there a lot longer than the whites. And I do think they ought to be listened to. You know, there's a lot to be learned from folklore and where things come from. Unfortunately, most of our technologically advanced societies, we tend to discount those stories. And sometimes it's, you know, there's a kernel of truth that's been expanded upon greatly. But certainly areas that do need to be listened to. You had asked the area about the related phenomenon. This, again, gets back to the step back. But this because of UFOs. Yes, UFOs are seen there. But so are, and all of the things that you have described. And you go, in my view, it's like, I can't use the acronym, but the WTF. How do you figure out how these pieces go together?
Exactly, which is something that I've been working on very diligently. I've come up with an idea that we have a causal mechanism that I refer to as the trickster, but that's another whole show. Thank you so much for sharing some of your insight about the ranch. I think we have a bunch of questions that our forum listeners have posted. Some of them are a little bit more serious than others. The first set of questions I think you might get a chuckle out of. Is your wife really a vampire? Have you done ayahuasca like she has? And what experiences have you had? And then there's the whole idea of explaining about the aviary and some of the misconceptions I think that have sprung up around that particular term. Do you want to handle those?
Well, the short one, no, Victoria is not a vampire. I wonder where that one comes from.
I had dinner with her, and she didn't try to bite me, so.
Yeah, I know. Actually, there was a BBC interview that was done. Again, the topic was non-lethal weapons, and they almost came up with that, like, who are these dark people that slunk off into the dark? No, we were in a hotel in Washington. I mean, you know, the reporter was telling us how scared he was. Well, if this is a war reporter and he's scared in a hotel in Washington, I'd hate to see what he'd do in a real war zone.
Well, what about ayahuasca and the whole role of psychedelics as a potential investigative tool? You and I briefly touched on this at the conference. You asked about my knowledge about ayahuasca. Dimethyltryptamine, as Terrence McKenna pointed out for many years, does appear to open a doorway to another aspect of consciousness and reality. And I do know that you have been to Brazil and you have met ayahuasqueros. And in fact, you're going, I think, in the not too distant future to address a conference down there. What are your feelings about that?
Well, first of all, I'm not a participant, even though I would point out that ayahuasca, and it's mostly in Peru, though we have been in Brazil and Ecuador as well. Not only is it legal there, it is part of the national heritage. So their approach to this as a country is very, very different than we approach it here. It certainly seems to open some very interesting channels, and this actually ties into what we've been discussing. Some of the shamans that I've met there, I mean, these are phenomenal people, and some of them are in positions where they've never made nor received a phone call. I mean, you get out and where tribes are hunter-gatherers still. Hard for the Western society to imagine this. And yet their knowledge of biology and herbology is just,
well, it's dazzling.
Not comparable, yeah. And the point that I would have is that, you know, we talk about the spirit world and the world we live in as two separate and distinct entities. For the shamans, they move seamlessly back and forth. And I've done a lot of interviews, and they will be describing things, and you have to say, no, wait a minute. Are we talking about consensus reality as we know it, or are we talking, you know, these spirit realms and whatnot? Because, you know, again, they don't see a separation between the two.
No, and there's accounts of just obvious telepathy that that has occurred during monitored ayahuasca sessions down there, where everybody does have shared hallucinations, for lack of a better term, although I think that is a woefully inadequate term in this regard. But do you feel that this is a possible investigative tool that should with strict parameters and obviously checks and balances, could possibly
Well, the problem is, you know, that if you just mention drugs here, you know, Americans tend to go into a low hover, and I think we have definitely thrown the baby out with the bathwater. One of the guys that I worked with early on was John Lilly, who, of course, had done the LSD research, you know, legally and whatnot. Just a phenomenal guy. And, yeah, we're so afraid of things. You're actually heading into an area we might want to discuss longer, because the problem that I see, and this is bleeds over into near-death experience and religion and all those things, is the institutions are scared to death of direct experience. And remember I mentioned the difference between religiousness and spirituality that Elizabeth had me change. And the point here was that these spiritual people have these experiences, and they have direct experience, and that's very hard to control. So there is a control aspect to this from institutional standpoints, be they government institutions or religious institutions.
Well, one of the things that psychedelics have a tendency to do is reveal the inner truth about things and also break down cultural boundaries, both of which are not necessarily going to serve the government agenda very well. So that could possibly be one reason why there's been such a boot stamped down on psychedelic research. We do know from the past that psychedelics have been instrumental in changing the lives of chronic alcoholics. They've recidivism in prisons. Timothy Leary and Richard Alpert did an incredible study in the early 60s with LSD and in prison inmates. It is potentially a very fruitful avenue for mental health at the very least. But having been someone who I proudly say I was quite a psychonaut when I was much younger, I
am admitting to your wayward youth, Chris O'Brien.
Oh, absolutely. Proudly.
Okay, I will get into more of Chris O'Brien's wayward youth, maybe Dr. John Alexander's wayward youth, but not Gene Steinberg's wayward youth, because you don't want to
hear the
tales.
You didn't have one.
We have Dr. John Alexander joining us. Chris O'Brien's the co-host. I'm Gene Steinberg. You're in
the Paracast.
You You expect professional service from your doctor, your accountant, and even the girl who takes your morning coffee order. Why not from your domain registrar, too? Namecheap.com provides stellar service with no sneaky upselling. We offer more features and security options for your website than there are ways to order a latte. And new domains come with WhoisGuard to protect your personal info. At Namecheap.com, you can get your domain for as low as $2.99. Now is a great time to get to know Namecheap.com.
For 58 years, Fate has provided true reports of the strange and unknown. Fate brings you the latest in all aspects of the paranormal, like angels and miracles, psychic phenomena, ghosts, UFOs, and much, much more. To receive your complimentary Fate magazine, call now at 1-800-728-2730 or visit their website at www.fatemag.com. That's 1-800-728-2730. What are you waiting for? Your fate awaits.
As many people know, ever since President Nixon took us off the gold standard, the U.S. dollar has been devaluing. What people don't know, however, is how this directly affects your personal finances. Is there a way to protect your portfolios from losing value? The answer to all of this is gold and silver. They both have maintained their purchasing power for 6,000 years. If you had $100,000 in cash and $100,000 in gold and silver back in 1913 and kept them until now, your cash would have the buying power of only $4,800. But your gold and silver would have the buying power of $3 million. The answer to protecting your assets is simple. Call John Ballman today at 1-800-686-2237, extension 169. Get all your questions answered before your money is worth a zero. Call 1-800-686-2237, extension 169. Take action today while we still accept paper dollars for gold. That's 1-800-686-2237, extension 169.
This message starts with a great offer from Big Berkey Water Filters, because we don't want you drinking dangerous water 1 minute longer. Right now, purchase any filter system from BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com to get your choice of two Berkey Sport Bottles, a KDF Shower Filter, a set of fluoride filters, or our new Cyclass Spigot absolutely free. Why do this? Because over 60% of municipal water is fluoridated, and at less than 2 cents per gallon, Berkey Water Filters purify both treated and untreated water, removing dangerous chlorine, fluoride, and other contaminants. Big Berkey Water Filters are powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water, so they're perfect for rainwater collection systems and emergency preparedness. Remember, Big Berkey includes free shipping on every order over $50. And GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit BigBerkey waterfilters.com or call 877-99-BERKEY. That's BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com or call today 1-877-99-BERKEY.
The largest part of gaining radiant health is detoxification. You can drink ionized water, cleanse your intestines, eat a perfect diet, and even take lots of quality supplements, and in many instances, only make minimal progress. What is the key to detoxifying your body of mercury, heavy metals, chemicals, and drugs? It is glutathione. Glutathione is the master antioxidant used to detoxify your entire body. It stops free radicals, keeps cells young, and reduces inflammation. One World Whey protein powder may be able to raise your glutathione production by 64% or more. One World Whey is more effective than any other whey protein powder on the market because it is unheated and from grass-fed cows. All other, quote, cold-processed whey protein powders have been heated and damaged by 15% or more. One World Whey comes in three delicious flavors. Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworldway.com.
The GCN Radio Network, providing the world with hard-hitting talk radio. GCN. Great talk radio starts here.
We want to hear from you. If you have a comment or question about the Paracast, send it to news@theparacast.com. That's news@theparacast.com. And if you want to catch up on past episodes, we have hundreds of shows for you to download direct from theparacast.com. That's theparacast.com. Or check us out on iTunes.
Just to remind you, on the Paracast with Gene Steinberg and Chris O'Brien, we have Dr. John Alexander, and we have been also asking your questions, getting your comments about the interview that we're doing today. We can't always guarantee that we'll get to all the questions, but we'll try to get to the most interesting ones. And if we don't get to the question you want, it's Chris's fault, right?
Okay, yeah, blame it on me.
Because
maybe we
you're
can
there.
Get John to come on our forums and answer some if we don't cover them all. Okay, here's some more. This is from Blowfish, one of our big posters. He's posted almost 1,000 times on the forum. First of all, what are your thoughts, John, on Ingo Swann's book, Penetration? And did you ever see any indications of past or future nuclear explosions in space? Now, basically what he's talking about is your work with remote viewing teams. And he also asked if your remote viewers ever had any strange awareness, quote-unquote, encounters or shadow people or other foreign type of what appear to be intelligences during remote viewing sessions.
Yeah, let me clarify a point. I was not with the remote viewing unit. I did some other things in parallel. We have since become friends, and I knew some of the people then, knew more of them now. Ingo is a personal friend. There are areas that we sort of agree to disagree. Interestingly, in the book that's mentioned, he has been, I gave him a copy earlier. I saw him in November when I was in New York, and gave him a pre-publication that was still in galleys, and he has been telling people all over that they really need to read it. Don't know. I mean, he just comes up with things from time to time that are very hard to discern. But unfortunately, he is not doing more remote viewing now, but he was certainly one of the best, and the whole field owes him a great deal because he's the one who came up with the matrix concept, which allowed this to be really a more trainable skill.
Yeah, exactly. So you weren't actually directly involved in any sort of remote viewing work then, is what you're saying?
Not here, probably about in the units. No, the work that I did was more, I did a lot of stuff with psychokinesis. Some know about the white cell, remote perception tests that we did. But that was separate from the programs that they finally know as Stargate.
Well, here's an interesting one. This is from J.J. Flash, who is a recent addition to our forum family. And he reposts an article that was written by Sharon Weinberger in the Washington Post in 2007. And it talks about a gentleman named Harlan Girard, who personally holds you responsible for the voices in his head.
Well,
I mean,
when we heard
that you did something to someone that they resent you for, or maybe they like voices in their head.
Yeah. First encountered him in the 92-93 time frame when I held the first non-lethal weapons conference at John Hopkins Applied Physics Lab in Maryland, and they showed up, and it was a classified meeting, so they couldn't get in, so we were picketed. And then he asked me to have hold a minute of silence for the 50,000 people we had killed in high-power microwave experiments. And you go,
wow,
that's as many folks as died in Vietnam.
Yeah.
Where are they? I mean, it just defies common sense. And actually, 2 years ago, I'll be going back to Germany in a couple months, but 2 years ago at the biannual conference, some people got in to talk about these issues. I get picketed internationally there, and it's on the same issue, and Harlan was actually one of the people who flew over from the U.S. for it. My point would be, the much more practical or pragmatic answer is that actually 0.5% of the people could be legitimately classified as paranoid. Now, that may not sound like a lot until you say in a million, or in the U.S., that's 1.5 million people. So when you put it in real numbers,
it's a little scary.
There's a lot of crazy folks out there, That's kind of where it is. But more than you might anticipate.
Yes, and I have encountered one or two. Fortunately, I don't have a target on my backside like you apparently do with your work history and your outspoken nature, which we're really enjoying here, and we really thank you for being on. Here's another question. This is from Ken Dinsky, who's another longtime poster. on the Paracast, and he mentions the infamous Gulf Breeze 6 incident with Lance Davis and the bunch that went AWOL in Germany back in 1990. Right. And what do you make of that whole scenario, being given messages through a Ouija board that they have to save the world and going AWOL? And why were these Army members allowed to, you know, leave the Army without prejudice? Can you share some light on that?
I think we just answered that in the last question. The Army is not immune. One of the key people that was with Harlan actually was a warrant officer who had, you know, been through the system. Now, I mentioned that she had come with certified papers, because when they let her go, it was a medical discharge. And she was, in fact, one of the cute articles that showed up was that he claimed that people had snuck into her apartment and put her white mice in the blender. And I got a note. This was in a newspaper article. It says, "John, did you put the mice in the blender?" No. But it, like I say, there are no limits to crazy.
This is true. Here's a rather long question, so I'm going to kind of paraphrase it. We haven't talked about Men Who Stare at Goats, the John Ronson book, and then subsequent dark comedy film starring George Clooney and Kevin Spacey, who some people suggest may have been loosely modeled on you, that character. This is the first time, by the way, we've had a guest on who has inspired a character in a movie, or allegedly inspired a character for a mainstream Hollywood film. But the question broadly says is, what do you think of that particular depiction of what was going on with the
Earth? I'm not sure where we're at, because this may take just a little bit. The point here is that in the book, it is unambiguous who we are. And when the book came out, we are in there by name. So you don't have to guess who we are. I enter, I think, on page 44 and say throughout the rest of the book. The Jeff Bridges character was a one-on-one for a good friend of mine, Jim Channon, who did create the 1st Earth Battalion. The guy is a brilliant Imagineer. One of the problems I had when the book first came out was I could identify 16 people, and I actually denied meeting John Ronson, and he sent me an email. It was something that was so specific that he must have been in my house. I went back, and sure enough, he had been here, but he was like a grip, okay? He had come with John Sargent, who was a filmmaker, whom I did interview with on several occasions, who was known, and I did talk to him. I had no idea I was doing the book.
I'll tell you what, let's go into the Men Who Stare at Goats and lots more out there. John Alexander joining us. I'm Gene Steinberg. Chris O'Brien's the co-host. You're in
the Paracast. Is there a secret UFO agenda? Do strange creatures from the darkest corners of the mind roam the earth? Is there evidence for mind control, time travel, or devious government conspiracies? Find out the inside scoop on the latest conspiracies, paranormal activity, and Freudian phenomena when you subscribe to Tim Beckley's Conspiracy Journal. It's jam-packed with stories, special book and DVD promotions, and the best news, it's absolutely free, sent right to your mailbox. Plus, a bonus free email newsletter sent out every Friday. Simply send an email with your name and address to Mr. UFO at webtv.net. That's Mr. UFO at webtv.net. Find out what they don't want you to know.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 5 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with
with two black Berkey Elements for only $209, and the Berkey Guy will include three Sport Berkey water bottles and ship everything to you free of charge. That's right, three Sport Berkey water bottles and free shipping. An $87 value, yours free. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
There's mounting evidence suggesting that there are people, governments, corporations, and whole professions intent on short-circuiting humanity's well-being. GMO, food legislation protecting big agriculture, the attempted elimination of vitamins and alternative medicines. It seems their hand has been tipped. They want to dictate your health, wealth, and your longevity. Whatever the outcome, we have a solution. Wild edible food. Why worry about food when all has been provided? We imagine that we were ejected from the garden and never invited back, but the garden's still here. There is an endless wild abundance which grows all over our green earth, just waiting for you to wake up and see it. Let author Linda Runyon teach you how to see, know, get, prepare, store, and eat wild edible food. Save money, add nutrition, and ignore the noise when you go shopping in nature's supermarket. Go to ofthefield.com and get started today. Or call 1-888-51-EAT-FREE. That's ofthefield.com or call 1-888-51-EAT-FREE. And begin to see a different world.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
My name's John. I've been having problems with my blood pressure for years. My doctor's tried everything without much success. I heard about Extendovite from a friend and thought, why not give it a try? It's been 3 months now. My doctor's very pleased with how my blood pressure's finally coming down. I have a lot more energy than I've had in a long time. It's working for me.
For 12 years now, I've been helping people. My name is Don Wiskin, and I want you to know Extendovite works. If you're looking for more energy, or just want to be as healthy as you can, now is the time to join the growing list of real people benefiting from Extendovite. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822, or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network.
This is Leslie Kane, and I'm with the Coalition for Freedom of Information, and you are listening to the Paracast.
Dr. John Alexander is our guest. We're talking about the men who stare at goats, and that gets to be interesting. I want to ask a couple of questions before we go back to the comments from our forum members at forum.theparacast.com. Chris O'Brien's the co-host. I'm Gene Steinberg. You're in the Paracast. So let me ask you the really hard question here. The book, The Men Who Stare at Goats, how close is that to what we saw in the movies?
Well, let's say they took about 5% truth and wrote a book, and from that they extrapolated to a movie. In fact, I have
half of 1% the way movies go.
Yeah, we haven't mentioned, I do have a website, www.johnbalexander.com, and I've actually addressed this in a fair amount of detail. I go in there as to what was real and what was not real. The not real for sure is staring at goats and having them die, and they had bought into a story that, without checking it. And certainly the LSD stuff in that time frame is just an absolute non-starter. They did use non-lethal weapons, remote viewing. There's an incident in there where Clooney walks into a room and the computers crash. Now, he has that in Area 51. That really happened in Augsburg, Germany. That was Lynn Buchanan. And so there are a number of little vignettes that are sort of true. The thing that got me, and probably longer than you want to go into here, was to why staring and whatnot might have been done for some very practical purposes. There was a guy by the name of Nick Rowe, an American hero, who was captured in Vietnam, held for 5 years. We got him back again during a raid in 68. Later went on to run the SERE, the Survival Evasion Resistance and Escape Course. And he had heard about Dim Mak, or the Death Touch, and really did send some people out to look at that. But his premise was, after, you know, 5 years of practical experience, that you could influence people by staring, not to kill them, but, you know, can I just get them to walk a little bit farther in one direction or not look at things while you're doing something else? And again, that the background information on that is posted on my website, and it's also on Jimmy Channon's First Earth Battalion.
When people click on your name at thepowercast.com, John B. Alexander, Ph.D., they will go right to your site. We make it easy for them to find it. Chris, any more questions left?
Yes, I've actually got a number of them. One of the things that is mentioned in this particular long, about four-paragraph question, it might be inappropriate in a Paracast interview, but you might ask him if the reputation his wife has for literally never eating anything is true. Now, John, I must say, I was at dinner with you twice, with Victoria, and she never ate a morsel. So
that's right.
So I'm gonna talk about this, and also her self description as a practicing witch, which I'm not sure is a proper term that she uses. But he says, bearing in mind all the other weird stuff that John is into, that might also be true too. But best steer clear of that. And of course, this is a Paracast, so we have to ask the questions.
Yeah, the answer is she's not a breatharian, but she defies everything you have ever learned about nutrition. We've been married almost 20 years and is on a normal diet that is less than 600 calories and survives quite well on it. And
yeah,
never does eat, never eats in public. At the moment, her diet, and has been for many, many years, is egg whites. I would also, medically, don't try this.
Don't try this.
It runs
at home,
against
listeners.
Everything that you've heard about nutrition. For her, it works.
My goodness. Well, how about her interest in the more natural or nature-based belief systems, which is commonly misreferred to as witchcraft? She does seem to have some pretty eclectic interests in nature religions. What are your feelings about spirituality that harkens back to more of a, you know, archaic revival, if you will?
I would say that's a misinterpretation. Totally. She is interested in saints and some of the phenomenal incidents around saints. As you mentioned, she does explore ayahuasca, but not. I think there is some mythology out there that's misplaced about any of the darker arts, if you will.
Oh boy, aren't there? That's an understatement.
Yeah.
Let's see. We've got another question about Colonel Corso. Let's quickly revisit the Corso scenario. What do you think his motivations were, first of all, to come forward, and second of all, to allow a co-writer to embellish his original accounts, which, by the way, Open Minds, the organization that put on the recent UFO Congress, has published his original manuscript, which I understand is quite different from the from the final version of the book, The Day After Roswell. What do you think his motivations were to come forward? Some people have surmised that perhaps it was just to maybe get some notoriety in his later years and potentially have a bestseller so that he could generate some money for his family. What are your feelings on that?
The name of the chapter in my book is called The Corso Conundrum. And it's specifically because of this. Like I say, he was a great guy. We knew him, you know, as I said, before the book ever came out. Bob had actually offered to help him get it in there, which you didn't mention. And George Knapp was supposed to have been the co-author. And that's how we learned about him, because this had come about, you know, long before Bill Burns came on the scene. He was who he said he was. He was in most of those places. He did good things at the appropriate level for where he was at. Why? I just don't know. I mean, that always bugged me. We tried to help him get a movie. Unfortunately, he couldn't do it. Steven Seagal is a personal friend of mine. And he wanted to make the movie, and we had Phil out to try and do that. And it turns out that his agent had kept the rights, so Phil couldn't sign the deal. And I will say that one of the last things he told me when we were at the house there, because he was writing some more, and you know, he was not computer literate. So as you've seen, if you go on the website, and you're certainly correct about how different the book is from the original manuscript, but there are handwritten parts, there's typed, and you know, kind of clues together, if you will. But what he said was he needed to do another book to correct the errors that were in the original. And he had received, and I mean, people have accused me of speaking ill of the dead and that, and I said, I haven't said anything I didn't say to him directly. And because in publishing that letter, that is a letter that went to him right after the book came out. And again, 90-some errors, and some, many of them very, very significant.
Yes.
And demonstrably false. I mean, we're not talking interpretation. We're talking demonstrably false.
Therefore, he did not funnel secret alien technology into private industry. Not at all.
And certainly no indication of that.
Okay, because that's the biggest thing. That's basically forgetting the fine details. Forgetting whether it was night goggles or any of this other stuff, printed circuit boards.
Night vision is something that I know intimately. The guy who created Night Vision Lab was a personal friend of mine. Some of the work that I did, even though I was at ENSCOM, was actually done at Night Vision Lab. I can tell you that alien eyeballs played absolutely no role in the development of any of our night vision systems.
I'll tell you what, our sponsors have eyeballs, and they're going to be very concerned if we don't give them a chance. John Alexander, Ph.D., joining us. I'm Gene Steinberg. The co-host is Chris O'Brien. You're in
the Paracast.
Graphic Converter is the image manipulation tool for the rest of us. It does not use any database. You get full control of all your files. Want to view the images of a folder? Drag it into Graphic Converter and a powerful browser opens up to show your image files. You could use it for slideshows. You could use it to import images from digital cameras or from scanners. Need to do some image editing? You can do that too in Graphic Converter. Also print catalogs. Convert from so many formats I can't even list them. Download now to see if Graphic Converter is good for you, like 1.5 million other users. Guess what? You could save money when you buy Graphic Converter. Use the coupon code NIGHTOWL. Use the coupon code NIGHTOWL to get a special price for Graphic Converter. Go to LemkeSoft.com. That's LemkeSoft.com. LemkeSoft.com. LemkeSoft.com.
The food storage industry leader has done it again. Introducing FDG clubs and survival bucks from the Freeze Dry Guy. For over 39 years, the Freeze Dry Guy has served various government agencies and the private sector with the finest in storable foods and emergency rations. If you've wanted to build emergency food supplies but couldn't afford it, now you can. Go to freezedryguy.com, click on products, and look for the Freeze Dry Guy clubs to pay as you go. Now you can build food storage without going into debt. Choose from a payment range of $95 to $450 per month. Our clubs work with everyone's budget. Plus, when you join Freeze Dry Guy clubs, you'll get additional rewards. For example, this month, get 10% back in survival bucks on all purchases in the Freeze Dry Guy product line, plus free shipping within the lower 48 states on any order amount. Hurry, go to freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663. That's freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663. The Freeze Dry Guy, the best you can buy.
If you owe money to the IRS, you can't make the problem go away by yourself. But with the help of Dan Pilla, you can get your problem solved once and for all.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. For 30 years, I've helped thousands of people solve their tax debt problem, and I can help you solve yours, too. We take a very simple but proven three-step approach to solving your problem. First, we stabilize IRS collection actions so you don't have to worry about the IRS seizing your bank account or paycheck. Next, we build a comprehensive plan to get your tax debt reduced to the fullest extent possible, sometimes even completely eliminated. And finally, we work with you every step of the way to get your problem solved once and for all. Call us for a free consultation. Call 1-800-346-6829. We'll work together to get your problem solved, guaranteed.
Dan Pilla has been protecting taxpayers from the IRS for 3 decades, and he can help you too. Call us today at 800-346-6829. That's 800-34-NO-TAX.
How well and how fast does Heart and Body Extract work to improve blood circulation? Listen.
My name is Ellis, and I am 66 years old, and I live in Jacksonville, Florida. 2 years ago, I was diagnosed as having clogged arteries. I had 70% blockage in one artery leading to my heart. They wanted me to go on Plavix, but I refused, knowing the negative side effects.
Heart and Body Extract is a unique balance, synergy, and proportion of herbs reaching from head to toe at maximum absorption around 95% at the cellular level.
Within the first month, I felt a dramatic difference. The heaviness in my legs was reduced, and within 2 months, I felt completely normal.
Your natural organic herbal formula for heart health is Heart and Body Extract. Heart and Body Extract comes with a 100% ironclad money-back guarantee. Details at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract. Call 866-295-5305, 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio?
Something more important.
Search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Hello, this is John Burroughs, one of the witnesses to the Rendlesham UFO incident. You're listening to the Paracast, the gold standard of paranormal radio.
Before we get back to our guests for this final segment, if you have a comment or a question about the Paracast, write us news@theparacast.com. That's news@theparacast.com. We read every letter we get. This is our final segment of our visit with Dr. John Alexander. The book is called UFOs, Myths, Conspiracies, and Realities. And by the way, neighbors, if you go to theparacast.com, our homepage, when you click on Dr. Alexander's name, you will go right to his website so you can check out some of the things that he has to write about. Chris O'Brien's the co-host. I'm Gene Steinberg. You're in the Paracast. Chris, any more questions left?
Well, we do.
Can I mention one thing?
Sure.
Yes.
When you go to the website, you'll find where I live most of the time because there's a number of government pubs and things like that that are up there, and things like the convergence of special operations forces and military SWAT and irregular warfare in Africa. There's a book in there that just came out last year that I have a chapter in on the future of biological warfare. And I mentioned Kit Green has a chapter in that book as well. So,
wow.
Like I say, very eclectic, and UFOs is a piece of it.
Let's look at the overall picture here. Because of your association with the government, we have to ask you here. Okay, number one, you're not violating any secrecy regulations or commitments here in talking about this stuff, right?
In the book, I at the back, I have a comment there that says, anybody who's got information about this or wants to get it out, let me know. Because while some people may have been threatened, there is no policy, and a substantial number of people have talked, and absolutely nothing bad has happened to them. The UFO people beat them up, but as far as the government, nobody's been arrested or charged or had their security clearances revoked or anything like that. Again, there's no overall policy that says you can't discuss these things.
Okay, so the people who are clamoring over and over again ad infinitum for disclosure, the government has to tell us what they know. They're just barking up the wrong tree?
Well, my argument, and in the briefing I had, they have, time after time after time. Presidents have, why not the White House? Presidents have come forward, several of them. Generals, senior officers, Hans Oberth from, the father of space, the Vatican, and my point is, how many times do they have to tell you this is real before you believe it?
Well, it's the depth of their knowledge that I think the Stephen Bassetts, Andre Webbers, Michael Salas, and Stephen Greers are after. They want the smoking gun. They want it all. The government must know.
But some of this is crazy.
The universe.
You know, Greer on his website.
John. Most
Greer,
of it is,
Greer on his website has things that are demonstrably false, specifically that we have been driving UFOs, and they've been, you've had these capabilities since, quote, the 1960s. And you go, if so, let's understand, UFOs are not about little widgets flying around. If they're real, it's about energy. Energy, you know, has been driving the world, you know, for a long time. We lost, you know, the $10 trillion. I have my $10 trillion challenge up there. Would you really have let $10 trillion evaporate just because they don't want to hold it? You know, people assume that the government is incompetent across the board except for UFOs, where they become omniscient and omnipotent, and it makes no sense whatsoever.
Very good point.
Oh, checks on
the question
mail.
I always wonder about, you know, every day you listen to the talking heads on cable TV, right, left, middle, whatever, and they say, look how incompetent the government is. They haven't a clue what they're doing. They always get things wrong. Oh, by the way, they're keeping UFO mystery a deep, dark secret, some people say, and they've got this grand conspiracy, and they've basically engaged in disinformation. They're doing all this stuff. They know exactly what they're doing about UFOs, but when it comes to anything else, they're just a bunch of incompetents.
It doesn't seem to go together. The twains don't go together.
It doesn't stack up, does it? Well, here's a good way to possibly kind of wrap up this wonderful three-hour show with you. And again, thank you so much. It was great meeting you in Victoria, and I'm so happy that you agreed to be on the show. And hopefully we'll get a return visit where we can go into some of these areas in a little bit more in depth. But where do we go from here, John? I mean, where does the scientific community, the civilian research community, go from here? We're dealing with the giggle factor and scientific and academic scorn. We need government transparency. You mentioned, and I love the term, the puzzle paradox and the need for micropattern analysis. Where do we go from here?
Well, one of the things I point out is that the UFO community is as such, is their own worst enemies. I mean, they are instrumental in making it impossible for reputable scientists to enter the field. Again, guilt by association. One of the things I proposed, though I don't think it would happen, would be that we have a high-level official such as Gates from Department of Defense or Jim Clapper, who runs the Directorate of National Intelligence, or Panetta in CIA, to come out and just wave a wand and say, anybody who has, you know, information they believe to be classified about UFOs is hereby free to talk about it. It's a win-win, no-cost situation. Don't think they'll do it because it doesn't even pop up on their scopes. Sheila Woodenall did release people from the Roswell, any oaths that might have been taken with that. And it would certainly clear up a lot of information. Now, I would also say there's lots and lots of people who are telling the stories who have to be running for cover because they can no longer come up with this, I'd tell you, but I have to kill your response.
So certainly you're telling us, Dr. Alexander, but you don't feel any threats. So let's go back to that. Are there, therefore, no men in black from the government, but maybe private individuals are running around the country, well-financed, having a ball at our expense?
Certainly not well-financed. One of the things I do address in some detail is the difference between individual interest and institutional responsibility or accountability. Like civilians, probably 7 to 10% of the, you know, employees of the government have seen UFOs. So they've had personal experience. Many of them are interested. I tell a story in there about one of the head of the three-lettered agencies who said, A, we don't do that. B, let me tell you about the ones I saw. So we had, you know, personal experience, but that still didn't translate into the organization doing something. Now, getting back to where do we need to go, we need to make it permissible for competent scientists to enter this field. I would say the same thing's true for politicians. But that's not about to happen. And that's why the UFO community who thinks there's going to be a revelation, you'd have to be crazy as a politician to come forward. And if you look at what happened to Dennis Kucinich, you know, and he asked a very reasonable question. You know, he just said, gee, I saw something. I didn't understand what it was. I'd like to know. And for that, he just gets crucified, even in a presidential debate. One of the things I mentioned was Claiborne Pell. I think we mentioned him. You know, he went to he stopped by a MUFON conference once, was interested in phenomena, and the Washington Post crucified him in his obituary.
His obituary. Oh, that's
Don't criticize the dead. I'll tell you what, this is going to have to be about the wrap-up time. Can you tell our listeners, Dr. John Alexander, where they can find more of the things that you do?
Well, again, you've got the website published. That's got it. I would look up the book, UFOs, Myths, Conspiracies, and Realities. And it's, again, geared for people with common sense. It's kind of infuriating the true believers who, you know, have a preconceived notion of where everything goes, and the skeptics, because I have taken them on as well. These things happen. And with reliable witnesses, with multi-sensory involvement. You know, every sensor system we have picks them up.
Chris O'Brien, where do we find more of the stuff that you do?
Well, of course, I hang out at forums.paracast.com. I'm one of the moderators. You'll find me there once or twice a day. Of course, I do have a website, OurStrangePlanet.com, and do pick up my book, Stalking the Tricksters.
A special thank you to Dr. John Alexander. Thank you so much for joining us this week on the Paracast.
Thank you very much. Appreciate it. It's been fun.
Yeah.
The Paracast is a copyrighted presentation of Making the Impossible Incorporated. Tune in next week for a new adventure in the Paracast.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. If you'd like to listen to GCN programs on the go, I have great news. GCN has created a Droid and iPhone application, and it's free. Just as easy as going to GCNlive.com, click on the banner, and download. Before you know it, you'll be listening to your favorite hard-hitting GCN shows, live or on demand, right on your Droid or iPhone, 24/7 and on the go. So download the Droid and iPhone app free by clicking on the banner at GCNlive.com. Thanks again for listening to GCNlive.com. Again, that's GCNlive.com.
We the people grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit and carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Ted Anderson, I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.